This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, December 23rd. 2 days until Christmas. It's been a rough week in sports. NFL's been awesome, given the games on Monday and the doubleheader on Tuesday. Well, not doubleheader, technically. They were at the same time. And now we get Thursday night football. Good, should be a good one tonight. San Fran Titans. We'll get to that pick a little later in the podcast. I did bet on it earlier in the week. I talked about it earlier in the podcast. I'm starting to feel a little nervous. I'll tell you why. But first, just quickly, this will be a short pod today. You know, it's Christmas week. I know a lot of you are traveling or have already got to your destination, and this COVID nonsense is just screwing everybody up. My gosh, the NBA is so bad right now that Joe Johnson, ISO Joe, who was drafted by the Celtics in 2001, 20 years later, gets called off his sofa to play for the Celtics. He scored. He scored a bucket last night for Boston in a win over Cleveland. And, you know, I honestly, this is... it's just getting a little crazy, and they have canceled the Brooklyn Nets game tonight in hopes of salvaging their Christmas night game. Obviously, Luka's in COVID protocols now, and, like, is Luka going to be able to play? Like, I don't know. NBA's just in rough, rough shape, so I'm not going to bore you with any details on the OKC win over the Denver Nuggets or the Clippers beating Sacramento. Nobody cares. However, COVID has wrecked college football. We have Texas A&M pulling out of their bowl game because I think the number I saw was 72 players had tested positive. That's an obscene number. That might be high. I don't know. I'm not even going to double check it because nobody cares about the Texas A&M bowl game. That being said, folks, are you ready for this? Rutgers, 5-7 Rutgers may fill in. Yes, fill in. They haven't practiced in a month. The team season was over. Go home for the holidays. Have fun. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights may, we should find out today, later today, maybe tonight, whether or not Rutgers will fill in for Texas A&M and face Wake Forest in something called the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. What are we doing? Rutgers' season was over. The players haven't practiced in a month. And all of a sudden, they're going to try to play a football game? Like, what? Why? You're going to call everybody back and say, hey, we started practicing. We got it. What? That's just stunning. I can't believe they even forced it. Okay, I did Google, and the official number is Texas A&M was down to 38 scholarship position players who had not tested positive. 20 of them were offensive and defensive linemen. Oh, unbelievable. So Illinois was like, hey, raising their hand, desperate to get in on the action. And obviously... why was Illinois interested? Because the Jacksonville Jaguars owner runs this crappy bowl game, and he went to Illinois. So he wanted Illinois to get in the game, which is being played in Jacksonville. And, of course, Rutgers and Illinois climbing over one another, begging to get in a bowl game. A 5-7 team, hoping for a little bit of respect, hoping for that free television exposure, the pitch in high school kids' rooms. Hey, come to Rutgers. We were just in the Tax Slayer Bowl. Never mind that we were a fill-in at the last minute and we got stomped by Wake Forest. But hey, we were there. Like, this is just so desperate of college football. And by the way, they did announce if a team has to forfeit the national semifinal, they're not, like, pushing the date of the game. They're just not playing it. That's the decision. It's final. And if the other team has to forfeit, then whichever team was not willing to forfeit because of COVID or lack thereof will just advance. And if both of them have to, who the hell knows what happens? College football's a mess. Sports are a mess. I just need the NFL. At this point, just please get the good players a lot of protection in the bubble. Get the quarterback safe. You know, we're gambling real money on this. And fantasy football championships are on the line. Survivor championships are at stake. And yes, I am very nervous about the Chargers in Survivor. And that's because Austin Eckler officially on the COVID list. And I mean, again, maybe they're backdating this and there's a chance he's able to play. But if you don't have Eckler and you don't have Bosa, I would say that's two of your three best players. The line did crater briefly. And yes, I'm monitoring gambling lines frequently during the week here. And that's not good for the Chargers. I mean, it is the Texans, but folks, after the Chargers, it's looking bleak. I know. Fun non-sports update. I don't know if anyone's ever done something called an escape room, but my wife found us an escape room where there's like a Santa hook. Perfect for the kids. I would definitely, 100,000% recommend, if you've got one locally, there's multiple in LA, but if you can find an escape room and the theme is Santa, it's very cool. And it's in and out in 45 minutes. Fairly easy. Like, we've never done an escape room, so like we like walk in the room, we're just like looking around like, oh, this is neat. What do we do? It was fun though. And now, like, it was so much fun that, you know, my son's like, maybe I should do this for my birthday, you know, but obviously turn it up a little to a scary version or something super challenging, special ops. We've also tinkered. I don't know if any of you out there have done this, with the idea of going to a rage room. I saw an episode of Billions where they went to a rage room and I was like, ooh, this is not bad. I like smashing stuff. And especially when you get to smash stuff and not have to clean it up. That's like awesome. So I don't know. Drop me a line if any of you have done a rage room, but I would be very curious to hear what your thoughts were versus an escape room or, you know, maybe both. I don't know. But again, this is all like kind of new stuff. And during COVID, you got to get creative because so much crap is shut down. We've gone through college football. College basketball, it's not even worth mentioning. My guys that do the algorithm, you know, they keep sending the, here are the picks, here's what we have, and I'm not taking them. There's just too much uncertainty. You don't even know who's playing. Games are getting canceled left and right, upsets galore. So I'm not playing them. A buddy of mine asked, hey, Jay, any college basketball picks? I was like, listen, I'm not taking them. The machine is spitting out stuff, but I don't think you want to mess around with this, just throwing money down the tubes when you don't have an edge.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And on that note, let's get to the NFL game tonight. The 49ers travel to the Tennessee Titans. And I bet on the Niners earlier this week, and I thought the line went up to 4, but the news of A.J. Brown coming off IR, being eligible to play, saw some money on Tennessee. By the way, Julio Jones, who did get hurt again last game, he's in full practice. So I guess the hamstring's fine. So this went up to 3.5, touched 4, I believe, and is now back down to 3. Here's my concern, having bet the Niners earlier in the week. This is major cross-country travel from San Fran to Tennessee on a short week. Now, Tennessee did just play Pittsburgh, and that was like a physical game where Tennessee wore them down, but just kept turning the ball over. Are they really going to turn the ball over 4 times again, or even 3? This Niners secondary is not good, right? But can Tannehill take advantage? I just ultimately trust Kyle Shanahan to get it done here. I do believe I'm buying a little bit high on the Niners, which is not great. But when you have a healthy Debo, healthy Kittle, sounds like the running back Mitchell's not back yet, but so what? You just plug in Jeff Wilson. You plug in, who's the rookie? Trey Sermon. He's apparently going to be their backup running back. And San Fran should be able to move the ball and have success. I trust a veteran quarterback. These Thursday night games where it's travel, short week. And again, you have to factor in the holidays. Again, these people want to see their families, you know. And San Fran, I can see this being a dicey spot for them. The only problem is this Tennessee offense is just so bad. I joked on Monday that watching them is like they're playing in a phone booth because they don't want to risk the ball throwing downfield. Tannehill has no weapons. San Fran's secondary, though, can be exposed by A.J. Brown. But here's the thing. We still don't know if Brown's going to play. If you're coming off the IR and you're sitting pretty in first place, you essentially have a lead. All tiebreakers with the Colts go to the Titans. Do you shoot your wad, force A.J. Brown back this week in a non-divisional matchup when looming next week, AFC showdown with the Dolphins, who are in the playoff mix, and then you close out with the Texans? It really doesn't matter if the Titans lose this week. It doesn't matter at all, because all they've got to do is win their final two, and the best the Colts can then do is tie them. So they should be fine. You could actually sit A.J. Brown here, and again, I'm not saying that they will sit A.J. Brown or they're tanking, or any of that stuff, because teams don't want to do that. You don't want to sit your guy. But if you're thinking big picture, and the bigger picture would be, hey, you know, we could get Derrick Henry back for the playoffs. At least that's the chatter. So let's say you're the Titans. You sit A.J. Brown, you lose. You're 9-6. The Colts, let's say they beat Arizona. And by the way, I don't like the Colts to beat Arizona. Everybody and their mom does. We'll talk about that one tomorrow. Even if the Colts beat Arizona, you're tied, right? So you just got to win out. You got to beat Miami, which ain't great. And then you beat the Texans, and you could be big favorites. So I don't know, guys. I would not be surprised if A.J. Brown sits, and then you look at the weapons. You go down the list. It's like, okay, Julio Jones. Can he win? Can he get separation? The running backs are by committee. I have one of them in fantasy. I don't even know if I'm going to start the guy. It's like they have three guys. Jeremy Nichols is their third down back. I do not have him. Dontrell Hilliard is the backup, and Deontay Froman. Jeez, these guys. Froman is a guy I may start. 49ers front, I don't know. It's not amazing, is it? Is it really incredible? Like, they're good, a good defensive unit. But again, Atlanta moved up and down the field, got into the red zone three times. They had three turnover on downs inside the 10-yard line. So they moved the ball well, and that's with Kyle Pitts. Cord Patterson did nothing. Russell Gage beat him up. So, like, this is not a great 49ers back end. I do think that Tennessee will have some success. It looks like Greenlaw will not play. Al-Shaair is TBD. The secondary is, I mean, Josh Norman, oof, he is bad. I still can't believe he's in the league. So I like the Niners. I think it'll be a kind of a low-scoring game. I'm feeling like a 23-17 San Fran, 23-16. The total's at 44. So I guess, it was at 43.5. So it's gone up a half point. Maybe one of these Thursday night up and down the field games. But this, if you guys remember Miami on Thursday night, Miami played the Ravens. Everybody had the Ravens in that one. It feels like everybody's on San Fran here. And the Ravens went into Miami, just like couldn't move the football. Short week. Miami blitzed the hell out of them. I can see them coming after Jimmy G here. The question is, Ayuk, Samuel, and Kittle. If they can win, I think San Fran will be fine. I could see them losing, but I'm already pot committed. I bet them. I'm not taking them in Survivor, obviously. And, I mean, that's pretty much like the highlight of Thursday night. Remember, guys, I will be hosting the Dan Patrick Show Friday. So Christmas Eve, you wake up, you want to spend the day listening to me and Doug Gottlieb not yell at each other. It should be civil. We're friendly. And then there'll be a pretty good slate of games. Saturday, Browns, Packers. Sunday's a really good slate. And then Monday is a big one. I'll also be hosting the Dan Patrick Show on Monday. We will have a pod tomorrow. Next week, we'll probably dial it back a little bit. You know, it's the week after Christmas. I don't know how many people will actually be, like, working. I'll probably put in some work. There'll definitely be a Monday podcast next week, obviously. But tomorrow's the one you wait for. We'll have NFL picks. I'm narrowing it down this morning. I'll get the picks in. We'll record. We got a good guest coming up to plug. He's got a good project, big gambling guy out of Vegas. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.